Chapter 3. The Easter Emphasis. At the risk of sounding more than slightly repetitious, I want to urge again that we Christians look to our doctrinal emphases. If we would know the power of truth, we must emphasize it. Creedal truth is coal lying inert in the depths of the earth, waiting release. Dig it out, shovel it into the combustion chamber of some huge engine, and the mighty energy that lay asleep for centuries will create light and heat and cause the machinery of a great factory to surge into productive action. The theory of coal never turned a wheel nor warmed a hearth. Power must be released to be made effective. In the redemptive work of Christ, three major epochs may be noted: his birth, his death, and his subsequent elevation to the right hand of God. These are the three main pillars that uphold the temple of Christianity. Upon them rest all the hopes of mankind, world without end. All else that he did takes its meaning from these three godlike deeds. It's imperative that we believe all these truths, but the big question is where to lay the emphasis. Which truth should, at a given time, receive the sharpest accent? We're exhorted to look unto Jesus, but where shall we look? Unto Jesus in the manger? On the cross? At the throne? These questions are far from academic. It's of great practical importance to us that we get the right answer. Of course, we must include in our total creed the manger, the cross, and the throne. All that is symbolized by these three objects must be present to the gaze of faith. All is necessary to a proper understanding of the Christian evangel. No single tenet of our creed must be abandoned or even relaxed, for each is joined to the other by a living bond. But while all truth is to be at all times to be held inviolate, not every truth is to be at all times emphasized equally with every other. Our Lord indicated as much in Luke chapter 12, verse 42, when he spoke of the faithful and wise steward who gave to his master's household their portion of meat in due season. Mary brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger. Wise men.